It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you and welcome to our show. So glad you could join us. On today's show, our guest is Dr. Chris Iyer with an interesting background. He is graduated from medicine and surgery from the University of Bombay, and when he completed his residency in internal medicine and neurology in India, he then obtained a doctorate in medicine. After that, he went to England and trained further in internal medicine and geriatrics and developed an interest in diabetes during his training in England. In addition to being a family practitioner in England, he worked in a diabetes clinic with a large patient population at the local hospital in Stevenage, England. Dr. Iyer served as the voluntary medical advisor to the Hoag Diabetes Education Program for many years, and he's currently the medical director of the Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center at Hoag Hospital and a specialist in internal medicine and neurology and a very busy man. Welcome, Dr. Iyer.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to be with us. Our subject today is something many people are concerned about, and that's diabetes. It's running rampant in the U.S., and the problem seems to be worsening, or is that just my imagination?
The problem is worsening, and it is not your imagination. Diabetes is a leading cause of death in the country. There are many people who are pre-diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the diabetics, about one-fourth of them, do not know that they are diabetics.
Right.
So it is not an imagination. It is a reality.
Okay. I'm looking at a statistic now in men in this country, 12 million, or 11.2% of all men age 20 years or older have diabetes. That's astounding.
Yes, and we have, as I said, 54 million people who are pre-diabetics,
mm-hmm.
who are destined to become diabetics.
Now, is there a rough figure as to how much diabetes can be directly attributed to hereditary causes versus diabetes that's caused by eating habits and maybe sedentary lifestyles?
It's a combination of all of them. You have a predisposition to type 2 diabetes, which
mm-hmm.
often, but not always, seen in adults. And environmental factors, lifestyle changes, all contribute to the development of diabetes. You cannot isolate just one component to be responsible.
Okay.
It's a combination.
That's fair. Now, here's the myth. Diabetics can't eat anything containing sugar. How would you respond to that statement?
Just as you asked, it is a myth.
Okay.
We do not anymore recommend that you should not eat sugar. Everything in moderation with appropriate knowledge of what you eat, you can control. No, sugars are not banned from the dietary components of a diabetic.
Okay. Moderation as all. And, of course, you got to add a little exercise to that combination.
Oh, yes. I mean, the key elements of any type 2 diabetics, especially those who are slightly overweight, there are three components: diet, exercise, and weight management.
Great.
And that will be the key, whether you take medications or not. Those are very, very important.
Okay. This leads us to a question. Larry in Newport says he's frustrated because he's diabetic and can't find many sugar-free things to eat and drink that don't contain dangerous sweeteners like saccharin and NutraSweet. Are there any sweeteners you'd recommend that are safe yet sugar-free, perhaps Splenda or something else?
Well, American Diabetes Association has recommended that these sweeteners are not dangerous. They can
okay.
be used. So there are newer sweeteners that are coming in. They have not been tested yet. But if you do not want to use saccharin, if you do not want to use NutraSweet, there are other sweetening agents which you can use.
Okay. And what about honey?
Well, honey is exactly that. It's honey. It's highly concentrated with sugar, and it will make your blood sugar go up. While it is a good source of sweetness, my recommendation to my patients is avoid honey if you can.
Okay.
But there are other sweetening agents that you can use.
Okay.
In moderation, fine, but in excess, no.
Okay. What are the early warning signs of type 2 diabetes?
That is a fascinating question.
Early
warning of diabetes, will you not be surprised if I said that there are none? As a matter of fact, as I told you in the beginning, 25% of our diabetic patients do not even know that they are diabetics.
Right.
Because you may not get any symptoms of diabetes for the first 5 years, apparently, according to some published literature.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes is due to poor production of insulin from pancreas and resistance to insulin in the body. By the time the patient is diagnosed to be suffering from diabetes, apparently 50% of the pancreatic function is already lost.
Mm.
So early warning symptoms may be none.
Right.
So if you do have symptoms, excessive thirst, frequent urination, fatigue, weight loss,
mm-hmm.
muscle wasting could be symptoms. But by then, the patient has had diabetes for some time.
Oh, it's very stealthy, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, now let's take a case study. You're a 40-year-old male whose father and grandfather both had type 1 diabetes. What are your statistical chances of diabetes yourself since you've made it to age 40, and what types of precautions should you be taking?
Type 1 diabetes often is seen in the much younger population. Having
right.
said that, in my own practice, I have 75 and 86-year-old type 1 diabetics who became diabetics much later. Type 1 diabetics, inheritance is known to be present, but not as commonly seen as seen in type 2 diabetics. So at the age of 40, if the patient is doing fine and if his blood glucoses are fine, he probably will be fine. But there are some antibodies that can be measured in blood of relatives of type 1 diabetics, and those antibodies may give a clue to the future possibility of type 1 diabetes.
Okay, very good. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the complications of diabetes. Heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, blindness, kidney disease, nervous system disease, it's endless.
Yes, that's again another question. I don't want your listeners to feel scared or nervous about what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is complications of diabetes, which can be lethal and devastating, can be prevented and be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
So with that positive thought, what are the facts about complications?
Right.
Leading cause of blindness in the young today between the ages of 18 and 42 is diabetes.
Right.
Leading cause of non-traumatic amputation of limbs in the country today is diabetes. Leading cause of kidney failure in the young age group is diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But all those complications can be prevented or reduced if we take care of the disease process very well at an early stage.
And again, part of taking care of it is diet, exercise. What was the third component?
Diet, exercise, and weight management are always the fundamental key components of type 2 management, diabetes management. You cannot escape from that. You have to do it all the time.
Our mothers were the best doctors. They said repeatedly to us as we were growing up, you are what you eat.
You're absolutely right.
So,
and disciplined approach to life from early on will be very good. You know, I see my pediatric colleagues telling me that they are seeing young children at the age of 12, 13,
mm-hmm.
weighing 200 pounds.
Oh.
So we need to educate our school children. We need to educate our mothers. We need to educate our families. Diabetes is not a disease of the individual. It's a disease of the family. It's a disease of the community.
Right.
So we all have to come together, start to learn about the disease process, not to be fearful of it, but we can manage it. We can control it. We can prevent it to a great extent. And definitely, we can manage the complications well. Do you know, this is the best time for an endocrinologist to practice diabetes. In 1980, when I came to this country, there were not many medications available. Today,
right.
there are more medications, more opportunities. We can definitely take care of a diabetic much better.
This is one disease that you really have hope for because you really can manage it and you can really have a very decent lifestyle with diabetes.
A diabetic who is well managed, well controlled, is no different than a non-diabetic.
That's very, very heartening to hear. I want to give out a number for the American Diabetes Association. It's very easy. It's 1-800-DIABETES. 1-800-DIABETES, DIABETES. Any other place that you would recommend people would go to get information?
American Diabetes Association is a great website. American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists is a great website. We have our own telephone number, if I may suggest.
Sure.
Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center at Hoag Hospital, 949-764-8025. It's a great resource, and we are available to offer any help and advice that you need.
Thank you so much. Today we're talking with Dr. Chris Iyer. He's the medical director of the Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center at Hoag Hospital. And you can find out more about Dr. Iyer by visiting hoaghospital.org. Also remember to share this excellent information with your friends, spouses, and your family by downloading a podcast of this show or any others. In our upcoming segment, we'll be talking about type 2 diabetes prevention tips, so definitely call a friend or two and let them in on this excellent information and free medical advice. Let them know Dr. Iyer is here to answer your questions. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Stay tuned for much more ahead.